BFFT. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
Well, we got football coming out of our ears this weekend. NFL, college football, games here, games there, streaming games, games in Brazil, games at Autzen Stadium, another at San Diego State. That game over in Pullman is interesting. Mike Leach going into the Hall of Fame. Our next guest is the athletic director at Boise State, Jeremiah Dickey, who is formerly at Baylor University. I want to talk to him about his vision for Boise State, the Mountain West, what this game means, what it's like to be working in this era of football. He's made a bunch of hires, including Spencer Danielson, who's now the football coach. Is this what he thought he was getting into? Is it really that way for any of us, though? I was talking about that today with somebody. Jeremiah Dickey, Boise State Athletic Director, joining us now. Where are you right now? Set the scene for us.
I'm out in front of the Graduate Hotel on the street, so I apologize for the cars. I was trying to find better service so I could jump on with you guys. I appreciate you guys having me on.
I love that. I love the flavor of that. Is that the team hotel? And if so, what is that like to be with the team on a road trip like this?
Oh, there's nothing like it. It's one of the benefits of not just being the athletic director, but being in this industry and getting to travel with the guys and just connecting. You know, normally I don't always get to see them during the day, and so to travel with them and hang out with them in the lobby, and it's part of, you know, our culture, and it takes a team. And so I know our support staff and coaches and the families that are here, everyone appreciates it. It's exciting. You work all year for these moments, and so we're excited.
I know you have three kids. Is it harder to travel as a family with three kids going through TSA, or harder to travel with 80 football players on a road game?
Oh, we're so spoiled, guys. Like, we charter everywhere, and, you know, my kids now are spoiled that when we actually have to fly Southwest, they're like, Dad, where's the food, and why are they checking me? And, you know, so they live a very fortunate life. But, yeah, it's much easier with the team.
I was talking in the last hour about all the dominoes and the musical chairs that has to happen. You know, you guys, I think, I don't want to say you did a favor, but you did a kind thing, I think, by being open to moving your game that was originally supposed to be in week three to week two. That gave Oregon a chance to, you know, play the Civil War game. You know, I know you had a future game with Oregon coming there that probably was difficult to give up, but give us an idea. Take us behind the curtain. When all that stuff's going on and you got the scheduling guru, Dave Brown, probably on speed dial, what is that like? What is that like in an athletic department?
Well, one, I appreciate you giving Dave a shout-out. He doesn't get nearly enough credit. You know, I'm hopeful he has someone behind him who's going to take the reins when he exits, because he's outstanding. But, you know, guys, it's business. This is business, and I don't take it personally. You know, I appreciated Oregon when they called, and I understood what they were navigating, and, you know, this is just part of our industry right now. Everything's extremely chaotic. It's uncomfortable. You know, I'm not sure it's exactly what, you know, I thought it would be, you know, as I worked to be an AD over the last 18-plus years. But, you know, you get to the chair, and my job as the leader is to navigate and play the hand we've been dealt and do it to the best of my ability. And I'm really grateful because, you know, the other option was losing this game. And yeah. I think this is a great game. We have a ton of fans here. We have a ton of Ducks in Boise and in Idaho. This is a great game. And so I'm grateful that they, you know, we still have the opportunity to play it.
You guys have a home schedule this season. I think your fans are excited about you. You get Oregon State and Washington State both there. You know, you're going on the road in this Oregon game that is a big game. A lot of people are picking your program, Jeremiah, to be the group of five representative in the playoff. And I think they're watching to see how you guys perform this week in particular. You know, this has to be at least for the short term, feeling good to you that there's some direction and traction and you're part of it?
For sure. You know, I inherited an unbelievable brand. My job is to elevate it. And, you know, what we've been able to do the last couple of years is we continue to invest into our program and continue to build on, you know, the blue and everything Boise State's been about for the last 26 years. Yeah, it's exciting. And the fact that we have a seat at the CFP table, you know, you're playing for more than a bowl game. And hope is powerful. And when you can tell that story and create momentum around it and have a team behind you that's pulling the rope in the same direction, you can do amazing things. We're out to do epic. And there are no guarantees. You know, you gotta be the best, you gotta beat the best. And, you know, I know we have a rough road ahead of us. We have a great schedule, you know, a challenging schedule, but I wouldn't want it any other way. That's why I'm at Boise State. I want to compete, and we have a high level of competitive excellence that is our standard. And now we have opportunities to go out and prove it.
I'm thinking about the scheduling alliance with the Pac-12. You guys, obviously part of that this season. Why did that appeal to you? And, you know, as you turn and talk to your university president, obviously there's some revenue in it, but it looks like you got some home games for your home schedule that add a little bit of spice to the home schedule.
Yeah, I mean, one, I'm extremely empathetic for what Oregon State and Washington State have gone through, continue to go through. I don't think any AD is overly excited about what's happened in our industry and realignment. But once again, you play the hand you've been dealt, and we represented an opportunity, or our conference was, that I think fits well in terms of who we are as a conference, and especially, you know, selfishly, when I look at Boise and the number of, I said Ducks earlier, but the number of Cougs and you know, Beavers, and I mean, it makes a difference. My job is to create momentum and drive revenue, you know, so I can reinvest back into our department. And we have an expectation of 6-game, 6-sellouts. And when you're playing Oregon State at home and Washington State at home, it helps. And so, you know, I already had Oregon State scheduled, so that helped us. And you know, and it sets up now that we have this, you know, potential seat of the Group of Five does at the CFP table. So I'm grateful for it. I understand there are a lot of moving pieces to it. And you know, I appreciate Gloria and everything she's done. And I know Teresa and the Pac-12 have their own challenges. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
What do you think happens 5 years, 10 years from now as you look at college athletics? Are football and the Olympic sports together? Or is there going to be a division in your mind? You know, I'm not going to hold you to this, but where do you kind of see it? Where do you see it happening?
I think it's within 5 years. I do think college football, and it's just my opinion, I think college football breaks away. And then I believe there could be another break after that, you know, and not necessarily everyone assumes it's SEC and Big Ten. I think it could be a subset of those, but it depends on how many they want to add. And I do think that's coming. It's not if, you know, but when. And I do believe we're going to get to collective bargaining. You know, we're living in sanity. And, you know, at this point, I just don't, especially with yesterday in the House hearing, and I just don't see another path forward. And so, but I'm hopeful, you know, there's always, even in chaos, that's when you have the most opportunity. And for a place like Boise State, for us to position ourselves to continue to create momentum, continue to drive that competitive excellence that I inherited, that gives hope, and I said it earlier, hope is powerful, and we're going to continue to play the standard to the best of our ability.
Give me an idea, you know, as you try to, everyone's trying to position themselves. You have a great brand. Boise State has mattered and has been around major college football, and I think gave us the first glimpse years ago with the Statue of Liberty of what a team from the Group of Five could do and how those teams belong. The Utah, Boise State, some just great examples of excellence, but what can you do that's in your control now that positions you for what happens in 5 or 10 years?
Well, one, having that seat at the table helps. You know, we have to go out and handle our business, and that's, you know, easier said than done. You know, we've always had a bullseye on our back, and we have to continue to be competitive, and my job is to continue to invest back into these student athletes and our coaches and our collective department. But that presents the opportunities as we look ahead. And, you know, my opinion earlier of football is going to break away. You know, I know where we're currently at, and, you know, in terms of the 134, and you know, we're, I would, you know, bias, but I would say that we're one of the top five group of five teams, and we're right on the outside looking in, and my job, my goal is to put us in a position that when that break occurs, and, you know, that we have a chance, and, you know, and we'll see. There's so many moving parts to this. Every day this industry changes, and I'm getting more comfortable being uncomfortable, you know, and, you know, time is going to tell, but, you know, I know what we're doing is working, and, you know, and I'm grateful. People are stepping up. Bronco Nation is supportive, and it's always what's next for us. We're not going to cry over the spilt milk. We're going to go figure out how to buy a new cow.
Jeremiah Dickey with us, Boise State Athletic Director. The talk in the state of Oregon this week has been all about Oregon maybe not looking that great against Idaho. What have people in Boise talking about all week?
I honestly, once the season starts, I don't pay attention too much. You know, we operate with a 1-0 mentality, and it's always what's next, as I said. And I heard, you know, everyone, I didn't get to catch the game. We were flying back from the East Coast, but it's the first game of the season. Oregon's a great team, obviously in the top 10, and they should be probably ranked higher than that. You know, that first game, you're getting the cobwebs out. You know, you're trying to figure out what works, and you're not unloading or you know, your full playbook, because you know, they got a lot of great teams ahead of them, and you know, so I don't look too much into, you know, how we played, how they played. What I would expect is both teams are going to be prepared for tomorrow, and both are going to be much improved from the week before, and you know, and I'm excited for it. You know, this is my first game, you know, here in person, and so, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing the crowd. I've heard great things about their game experience, and you know, I'm excited.
Been some super memorable games in this series, and yet Boise leads it 3-0. You know, some people reminding me of that all week long. Jeremiah, the coach, you promote him. I think your offensive coordinator is gifted. You know, tell me what you saw in Spencer that made you say, "I'm going to hand you the keys."
You know, it was his authenticity. You know, anytime you name an interim, and I was flying around the country, you know, interviewing candidates and going through a process, but we still had games to play. And, you know, to see him, you know, embrace that challenge and run of him. And he didn't do it because he was trying to play himself into it. Right thing to do for that team. You know, I think this was would have been the first freshman class that had gone through Boise State that did not win a Mountain West championship. And to have less than 1% chance to do that, and I was involved in a lot of those team meetings, and to hear how he spoke to them, and understanding that all those coaches, there was not a guarantee that they would be on staff. At that point, Spencer didn't even know if he would be. But he put all that aside for the sake of the team, and he asked everyone else to do the same, and they did. And for me as an athletic director, that's what I'm looking for. You know, that's what a leader is. You know, it wasn't about him at that moment. It was about the team. It was about us and how we served those student-athletes, especially that senior class. And that, he just, through the process, he just continued to rise. And to see how they would run it through a wall for him. And that doesn't mean you're going to win every game and whatever else, but, you know, when you're, you know, and I always think about this, like, right now it's tough. This is a tough industry. You know, there's a reason a lot of people are getting out and you know, but it fires me up. And when you think about when the going gets tough and who you want in your foxhole with you, you want someone like that, that isn't going to be doing what's best for him. He's doing what's best for us. And you know, when you don't care who gets credit, it's amazing what you can accomplish. And that's the type of person he is. And I very much align with that. And you know, him and I are both out to do epic.
We're talking to Jeremiah Dickey. He is the athletic director at Boise State. The Broncos will be at Autzen Stadium tomorrow, Oregon, Boise State, big football game. All right, what are you going to do? What are you going to do in Eugene between maybe tonight, tomorrow morning? How do you spend your time?
Well, I'm going to go for a run. I have a routine. You know, I'm a creature of habit, so I'm going to go for a run. And then we have a bunch of donors with us and a lot of people who are coming up today. So I'm going to spend a lot of time with donors, always fundraising, you know. And then I'm going to have lunch tomorrow with Jimmy Sandin for the Duck, and known him a long time and looking forward to seeing him, and then get ready for the game. I'm usually with the team. Honestly, the away games are the only time I get to watch the game. usually when we're at home, I'm up in the suite, I'm fundraising. And, you know, so on the road, I try to take some time and spend some time with the coaches, the staff, the kids, and I try to enjoy the game. You know, it's the bonus of the muck that most ADs are probably having to navigate. It's nice on a Saturday just to watch and appreciate, you know, your student athlete.
Where are you going to run? Because you could run up to Pre's Rocks, the spot up on the hill there where Steve Prefontaine had the accident. And I know a lot of runners will run up to that spot, that monument, to try to pay homage, you know. Are you just going to run through the streets? What are you going to do?
I'm not sure yet. Someone just handed me this runner's map, Tracktown USA.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick something close to the hotel, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to oversell it. Like, I'll get 2 or 3 miles in and just get a sweat going and kind of clear my head and come back, get ready for dinner tonight, and get ready for the game tomorrow.
I love it. All right, have a good run. Make sure you hydrate. I appreciate you joining us. Jeremiah Dickey, Boise State. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Go Broncos.
All right, there he goes. Boise State, Oregon. Always memorable, aren't they? Well, do you remember LeGarrette Blount, Byron Haupt? What was the aftermath of that like, I wonder? What was the ride back to the airport, the flight home, the scene in the locker room? I remember they kept showing it. I was there that night in Boise. They kept showing it on the big screen over and over and over again. We get a treat coming up in the next segment. As you know, Nick Cody called in the other day, former Oregon Duck offensive lineman. And you know, when he got off the show, he texted me and he said, "You didn't even ask me what it was like to be in the locker room and on the bus and what that scene was like." He said it was insane. He's going to join us real quick. He's going to call in the next segment. Says he has something to say about the aftermath of that punch and what it was like. I think it'll be worth a few minutes of radio, so stick around.